In introducing Moshe's farewell address to the people that begins Sefer Dvarim, the Torah mentions a number of locations. And as Rashi quotes from Chazal, these are not actual names of locations, but rather hints, ramazim, which are intended to subtly and even obliquely allude to previous, more well-known locations in which the Jewish people had transgressed various serious isurim and made terrible mistakes in the earlier part of their almost now 40-year sojourn in the desert. And the issue which is being raised, as Rashi mentions, is that of Kavod HaBrios, that Moshe, even though he wants to rebuke the people for these past sins, but he does so in this indirect, more subtle, even oblique way, in order not to embarrass them and to preserve their dignity, the idea known as Kavod HaBrios. While this is clearly an important idea, as evidenced by this pasuk and other instances in the Torah, from the Torah itself, it seems that this is merely a hashkafic or mussar idea. However, in the Gemara Masechta Brachos, in Daf Yutes and Daf Chaf, we have a fascinating discussion in which the issue is raised, to what extent is this not only an ethical principle, a mussar idea, but even a halachic principle? To what extent would preserving someone's dignity even impact or change the halacha? And the Gemara concludes basically that there are three different situations in which we'd have to analyze and potentially have different rulings. The first case, says the Gemara, is if a person is wearing shatnez in public and they realize that, in fact, this is prohibited clothing. They didn't know, and now all of a sudden they find out when they're in public. The Gemara says here we're talking about an active prohibition of a iser daraisa, an active transgression of such a serious avera. A person must take off the clothing right away. It's prohibited to walk around even for a small amount of time with the clothing, even though by doing so, if you have no other clothing, you're going to be embarrassed. Yes, it'll compromise your kavod habrios, but that does not allow you to violate a iser daraisa in an active way. However, the Gemara mentions two other categories in which we would have a certain allowance and a certain halachic leeway because of kavod habrios. One is if it's only an iser darabanan. The issue at hand is only rabbinic, so then to preserve kavod habrios, we would allow you to transgress the avera. And lastly, says the Gemara, even in a case of an iser d'oraisa, we would allow you to transgress if you're only doing so passively, shave va'al ta'aseh. Active violation of iser d'oraisa we've seen is never allowed. But if it's only a passive transgression, then in order to preserve dignity, it is permitted. A very fascinating machlokes in the Rishonim surrounds the question of whether this case and any similar cases, but let's take the specific example of somebody wearing shatnez, does that only apply if you are the one wearing shatnez? Or would it even apply if someone else was wearing shatnez? So for example, the case that is discussed is if you see someone else in the street wearing clothing that you know is prohibited to shatnez, but the person wearing the clothing doesn't know. Are you obligated to basically run over to that person, so to speak, and take off their clothing, embarrassing them, no doubt, but helping them avoid the active prohibition of an iser d'oraisa, or not? So the Rush, in Hilchos Kilayim, based on his understanding of a Yerushalmi, in fact, paskins that we distinguish. The Gemara only requires you to embarrass yourself and to compromise your own kavod habrios in order to avoid iser d'oraisa, when it's your kavod habrios. However, if it's somebody else, and that other person doesn't even realize they're transgressing, says the Rush, basically, follow the person home, don't embarrass him in public, wait till he gets home, and then only quietly and privately tell him that he was wearing shatnez. But you have no right to embarrass someone in public, and you have no obligation to embarrass them in public. Our Gemara that we mentioned from Brachos was only talking about your kavod habrios, but it doesn't allow you to compromise and embarrass someone else. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim in Perek Yud argues on the Rush, and the Rambam paskins basically that it doesn't matter whether it's your kavod habrios or someone else's kavod habrios, if you're the one who is aware of the transgression, and we're discussing an active violation of an iser d'oraisa, like shatnez would be, then you are obligated to avoid and stop that iser as soon as possible, even if it means compromising on kavod habrios, whether it's your kavod habrios or anybody else. This machlokas Rishonim is reflected in a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch himself, paskins l'chumra like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, and the Rama is mekil like the Rush, that you do not have to embarrass someone else, you can wait till they get home. This machlokis has many ramifications, but perhaps one we'll mention briefly is a very, very famous tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda was asked a question by somebody who it seems at the moment when he was asking the question was a pious and learned man, but he admits to the Noda B'Yehuda that many years earlier, while he was learning in yeshiva, it seems, he lived in someone's house, he boarded in someone's house. He eventually married their daughter, so it's now his in-laws, but before they were his in-laws, and he lived at their house, he actually had a multi-year affair with the wife of the house, with his mother-in-law. The question now is, does he have to tell his father-in-law, who by law is actually not allowed to stay married to his wife? So you can imagine, obviously, this would cause great humiliation in the family to tell his father-in-law that he'd had an affair with his mother-in-law. It's almost impossible to believe case, but this is what the Noda B'Yehuda brings down. In essence, says the Noda B'Yehuda, at first, this seems to be exactly the machlokas we've seen, because the person, in this case the son-in-law, he knows that the father-in-law is b'shogeg, living with someone, his wife, that he's not allowed to, but the person doesn't know. But if I tell him, he'll be embarrassed. It's like telling someone who didn't know they were wearing shatnez that they're wearing shatnez. And therefore, it would seem, says the Noda B'Yehuda at first glance, that as an Ashkenazi posek, he has a right to follow the Rosh and the Ramah, who are mekil, that say you have no chiyuv to embarrass someone if someone else, even if they're violating a very serious aveira. However, in the end, the Noda B'Yehuda is machmir in this case, because he says you cannot compare this to the case of shatnez, because here, first of all, one of the parties, the wife, was mazid. But second of all, more importantly, he says, in the case of the kilayim, it's a one-time event. The person's wearing the clothing until they get home, then you'll tell them. But here there will be multiple yisurim, the husband and wife will be living together for who knows how much longer, and therefore he says that's so severe that he thinks even the Ramah, even the Rosh, would require you to tell the father, to tell the father-in-law, I should say, even though, of course, it would lead, in this instance, to some very difficult and awkward situations.